State of the Software Engineering Job Market in 2026, a deep dive into today's tech jobs market with exclusive data on software engineering jobs, the AI engineering boom, whether AI engineering is replacing software engineering hiring, and more. Last year, I described the tech jobs market as weird, based on reports from both job seekers and hiring managers. In this deep dive, we dig into what, if anything, has changed in 2026. A year ago, most engineers found it harder to get responses to job applications, while hiring managers found it harder to hire than before. We've now spent 2 months gathering fresh, never-before-shared data from a range of sources to find out if that paradoxical situation still exists or not. We collected the data with software engineer Jessica Salmon, who's joined the team as a tech industry analyst. A big thank you to partner teams who shared exclusive details for this deep dive, TrueUp, a platform that scans every open job in big tech, top startups, and scale-ups, typically paying in the top two tiers of the trimodal software engineering compensation model. Thanks, Amit Taylor. Workforce.ai, built by Live Data Technologies, which monitors 1M+ job changes and 300M+ employment validations each month across companies, roles, levels, functions, industries, and locations. Special thanks to Alex Hamilton for his input. Today, we cover software engineering recruitment, trending up mostly, more software engineering job postings in the UK and the US, and a decline in Germany and France. Top tech companies are hiring 20% more versus a year ago. Big tech and publicly traded companies. Meta went on a monster hiring spree for the last 2 years until layoffs last week. Microsoft and Amazon were flat, while Google and Apple consistently hired devs. Stripe, Shopify, and Atlassian all hired more than big tech. Who's hiring the most software engineers? Apple, Amazon, and IBM are the top three by number of positions listed, while Meta dropped off the top 20 with layoffs there. The fastest growing companies seem to be in fintech, observability, and security. AI engineering, explosive demand. Most tech companies seem to be prioritizing AI engineering recruitment over software engineers. Observability companies appear to be hiring fastest. Who's hiring the most AI engineers? Apple, Google, and TikTok have the most openings, and many larger tech companies have 50 to 100% more AI engineering job listings than a year ago. Is AI engineering replacing software engineering hiring? The data doesn't say, but are the basics of AI engineering becoming a baseline skill for software engineering job candidates? See part two for details on. Top AI labs are now more attractive than big tech, harder for new grads and interns to get hired. Mobile and front-end demand drops, AI and FDE surges. AI engineering comp, software engineering comp. Management's great flattening continues. Big tech seniority and tenure keep rising. Interview preparation signups, what do they indicate? Where engineers go after big tech. For more on the tech jobs market of 2025, check out last year's deep dive. Number one, software engineering recruitment, trending up, mostly top tech companies hiring more, slowly but surely. TrueUp tracks open positions at top-paying companies, which are usually U.S.-based. Among this group, recruitment of software engineers has been steadily increasing since March 2023. U.S. growth, but less in Canada and Europe. Let's take a look at broader industry trends via software developer jobs listed on Indeed.com, the world's largest job aggregator site. As a jobs aggregator, Indeed not only displays paid-for ads, but also crawls many other career sites and lists the vacancies. Looking at trends over the last 5 years, the number of software engineering jobs listed is still lower than in May 2021. Obviously, 2021 was the pandemic which created a commercial boom for the tech industry. So it's not exactly an ideal comparison. Zooming into the last 12 months shows encouraging growth signs. Outside of the US, let's check out software engineering vacancy trends, per Indeed. In this list, the US and the UK are the only two countries where vacancies are up. Canada is flat, while Germany and France have seen declines. To me, it suggests US-headquartered companies are hiring more devs, mostly in the US and some in the UK, whereas European-headquartered companies are more cautious about recruitment. The software engineering industry still grows. Let's ask how much the software engineer population has grown or shrunk in the last 7 years. Here are some numbers from profiles as tracked by Workforce.ai. There are a few interesting details. Hiring mostly occurs between the months of March and June, and there's very little net growth in the second half of the year. This makes sense, as tech companies set annual headcount budgets at the beginning of the year and commence hiring from then, with most hires evidently made in the following months. Hiring budgets are usually spent by mid-year. The industry seemingly shrank in 2023. That year, it was only in Q2 that more software engineers were hired than left their jobs. It was the worst period for software engineers in 2 decades. And also in 2024 and 2025 during Q3. Mass layoffs mostly happened between August and October, the charts show. 2. Big tech and publicly traded companies. Big tech, modest jobs growth, but not at Meta. Looking at the 2 years since May 2024, of the 5 largest tech companies, only Meta grew headcount aggressively. In that time, Meta increased its headcount by nearly 20%. So perhaps its recent 10% layoffs could be considered as not a total surprise. As for other tech giants, their software engineering headcount also changed in the last 2 years. Apple, plus 10%, Google, Microsoft, minus 1.1%, Amazon, minus 1.3%. Visualizing this, Apple and Google seem the most stable places when it comes to growing the software engineering function. Apple has not had mass layoffs for decades. In contrast, Meta is the most volatile place to work. Hiring devs quickly and then letting them go. Elsewhere, Amazon and Microsoft are slowly employing more software folks. Meta's hire-then-fire roller coaster Meta warrants a closer look, where morale is reportedly as low as it's ever been right now, due to layoffs of 10% of staff, while thousands of software engineers have been reassigned to manual data labeling from previous product development or infra work. From 2004 until 2022, Meta never did mass layoffs, but in the past 3 years there have been 3 sizable redundancy rounds at the end of 2022, early 2024, and last week, with the most rapid hiring growth of any tech giant sandwiched in between. Before 2022, Meta ranked with Google as one of the most stable places to work in tech. Safe to say, the company is currently the riskiest place to be in job security terms. Even if Mark Zuckerberg has said there will be no more mass layoffs this year. Publicly traded tech companies, mostly flat recruitment. A couple of years ago, larger tech companies were hiring even more than most of big tech. Software engineering headcount grew in the past 2 years at Shopify, plus 36%, Stripe, 29%, Atlassian, plus 23%, Snap, 15%, and Spotify, plus 6%. But that's changed recently. In the past year, headcount growth has slowed at Stripe, 15%, Atlassian 11%, Shopify 6%, Snaps 2%, and Spotify plus 1%. This data does not capture Atlassian letting go of 10% of staff this month and Snap laying off 16% in April. Among this group, Stripe stands out as a place that keeps hiring at a higher pace than nearly all of big tech. Atlassian and Shopify have grown their software engineering headcount faster than Google, Microsoft, and Amazon did in the past 2 years. 3. Who's hiring the most software engineers? So which companies are hiring the most? Let's look at this via open positions and growth comparisons. Companies with the most open roles, top tech companies with the largest number of software engineering openings. Compared to last year, observations. The top 3 are unchanged. It's still Apple, IBM, and Amazon. New entrants to the top 20. Accenture, Consulting, Tesla, Cadence, Hardware, Hewlett-Packard Enterprise, HPE, and SpaceX. Dropouts, Meta and Oracle. Last year, Oracle was number 4 on the list with 1,396 open software engineering roles, but the company announced up to 30,000 layoffs in March. Also no longer leading in jobs available are Speechify, NTT Data, Meta, and DXC Technology. Big tech companies hiring more than last year, Apple and Google, which has 62% more engineering roles advertised than last year. Big companies hiring less versus last year, Meta, Oracle, and TikTok all have much fewer openings listed. For Meta and Oracle, there's little surprise given recent layoffs. TikTok was in U.S. regulatory limbo until January when a new TikTok-USDS joint venture was established. Hardware companies hiring more software talent, Micron, Qualcomm, and AMD all have considerably more software engineering openings than last year. Where are the top software engineering jobs? Most of these jobs are in the U.S., just as most companies leading in recruitment numbers are U.S. headquartered. Other leading locations for jobs are India, the U.K., and Canada. fastest growing, fintech and security. Then there are large companies where recruitment has been among the fastest anywhere in software engineering. Software engineering headcount growth at some companies was significant over the past 2 years. Ramp, fintech, plus 94%. Wiz, security, plus 84%. Datadog, observability, plus 68%. Rippling, fintech, plus 55%. Figma, design tooling, plus 41%. Streaming, plus 37%. Of this group, Datadog, Figma, and Netflix are publicly traded, and the largest by headcount. Datadog. AI agents are driving demand for observability through the roof, and Datadog is the leader of the pack. There's demand to expand their infra and offerings. AI companies are also customers. OpenAI famously, or infamously, spent around $117 million in Datadog in 2025. Figma, the design tooling company, went public in 2025 and is heavily investing in products related to AI, such as Figma AI Netflix. The streaming behemoth is transitioning from just being a video streamer to becoming a broader entertainment platform, doing live events, advertising, gaming, and more. We did a podcast with Netflix CTO Elizabeth Stone in 2025 about Netflix's engineering culture. 4. AI engineering, explosive demand. AI engineering demand is only going in one direction, upwards, at a fierce tick. Last September, our previous State of the Tech job market report found that AI engineering was the hottest segment in tech for job listings growth. Today, the trend seems to continue.